Hey, good morning. It is 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and this is the Daily Deposit. My name is Joe. Listen, I just want to remind you guys that this is an interactive forum. If you should ever have the feeling that you want to make a comment or ask a question, all you have to do is press 1 on the keypad of your telephone. This is live, man. We're coming to you live right now. It's only 2 minutes past the hour. I'm calling in. I host this show every single weekday live at 11 a.m. Eastern from Scottsdale, Arizona, which is my new home. As a matter of fact, this month is my 15-year anniversary. Can you believe that? Yeah, I moved here. I guess it was 2002 is when I moved, at the very end of 2002, Thanksgiving time. I came here from Chicago because the door was open for me to walk through and start a new career in the top-tier direct selling industry. What we do here right now, pretty much the same stuff. You know, a variety of different program packages, very high-end commissions, and a huge opportunity. You know, sometimes you just have to walk through that door of opportunity. For those of you who are new here, this may be something brand new. This could be something, most likely, your first rodeo, perhaps. I know there's a lot of options in the world of direct selling and network marketing, a lot of options, now more than ever. I can think back to 2002, and we actually didn't even rely on the internet. It was still kind of like a baby, right? We had computers, but we didn't have websites. And as a matter of fact, the company that I was with was a pioneer. We had one of the first websites that tracked information, tracked genealogy, tracked payments. It was cutting edge. It was revolutionary. Prior to that, our industry had relied on direct mail stuff, right? But I came here in 2002 because a door of opportunity opened for me. And I want you guys to consider this, okay? Consider this in your own world. You know, for those of you who are new, this is a door of opportunity. And this is an opportunity for you to really make a difference, not only in your life, but consider the people that you're going to engage with. You know, consider the people who will be joining you in business, because they will join you in the business if you just stay focused. But if you really, really consider the opportunity that exists here, it is second to none. You plug into a worldwide community. The qualification process is one and done, right? Once you're qualified, once you pass up that qualifying sale, you are qualified and in a money-making position for life. For life. Pretty cool, huh? When you consider that Titem has been around, it's probably the longest standing of these direct sale companies right now that I'm aware of. It's got a tremendous history. It's got a tremendous background. And and thank you very much, Rob. I want to thank Rob Hanley, by the way. He's one of the guys behind the wheel. He's actually like pushing. Let me give you a visualization, okay? Imagine there's a stubborn donkey standing on a hill. And then there's Rob behind the donkey pushing it. This guy's a hard worker. He's a contributor. And I want to thank Rob for the job he does on Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. I know because I'm around. I'm hanging around. I'm watching what's going on. I'm listening in. People got started yesterday in their Titem business as a result of using the tools. But you have to use the tools. You have to walk through the door of opportunity that exists. You know, as I'm thinking here this morning about my journey 15 years ago when I was invited to move from Chicago, where I had lived my entire life. My mother still lives there. My brothers are there. My father is buried there. My aunts, my uncles. I'm like the only one of the tribe, the South Side Polish, right? South Side of Chicago Polish. I'm like the only kid, and I'm not a kid anymore, but I'm one of a very, very small handful that left, journeyed, you know, to another place, to another space. I was recently home for a funeral in the Chicago area, and it's amazing how all of the friends and the family members are still there, kind of in a routine, and that's fine, okay, each to his own. But I walked through this door, and at the time, it looked pretty good, right? I had a girl that I had been living with for years. We had 9 dogs. We had acquired all kinds of stuff. I had a lifestyle there, right? I had a boat, a speedboat, and I was part of a boating community. I had a sports car. I had all of the toys, right? I was locked in there, man. It was really, really okay. I was doing very well financially. And then this door popped open, an opportunity to move across the country and get my hands on the clay of a forming direct selling company. And I took that opportunity. I took it seriously, man. I remember I was the other two partners in the company. I think they were shocked when they invited me to come across the country and become the chief operations officer of their company. I think they were shocked. I don't think that they believed I was going to say yes. Well, I did say yes. And I packed up all my stuff in one of those gigantic Mayflower moving vans. I'm talking everything. I put my pickup truck in a moving van. I had a sports car, a Porsche. I had a three flat, you know, I had one of those walk-ups, three floors of furniture, everything, brought everything here. I couldn't fly because I had nine dogs, Maltese puppies. I had to keep them in a motorhome, so I drove across the country to get here. And when I got here, I moved into a beautiful home in a gated community, and I guess I hadn't done my due diligence properly, but and the reason I say that is because as soon as I moved into my new home, the boys came over, housewarming, come on over, champagne, let's celebrate, we're going to make millions of dollars. And they came over and they gave me a check, you know, because of the COO position I had. I was working full-time for the company as opposed to being a marketer. I started out as a marketer, and then I was a corporate officer. And they put the check on the counter and they said, please don't cash this because it's going to bounce. And I'm like, okay, what have I gotten myself into? Kind of reminds me of the beginning of my story when I really got started in the direct selling industry. And I sent my only money that I had borrowed, money that I had borrowed from another guy. I sent it to a total stranger in Canada to get started in a business much like Titan, right? You walk through the door of opportunity when it's there and you're prepared for any challenge that shows up. You know, the obstacle is the way. There's a book by Ryan Holiday called The Obstacle is the Way. It goes back to the Stoic times. The obstacle, okay, if you're new in Titan, or maybe you've been around Titan for a while, and maybe there's, you know, there's a pothole, there's an obstacle. The leads aren't coming in fast enough. Well, are you going to bail? Are you going to quit? Because you know that the theory's proven. You know that the program works. Titan has been around for a long time. Why? Because it works. So if you come up against that obstacle, you're going to run and quit? You're going to go back home? You're going to go back to your job? No, the obstacle is the way. You're going to learn more. You're going to get better at whatever it is that's standing in your way. That's the way of mastery. Well, when I first moved here, my first paycheck, I couldn't cash it because it was going to bounce. So what was I going to do now? Put all the stuff back in the Mayflower van and go back to Chicago? I don't think so. What I did is I rolled up my sleeves and I went to work. I took over the operation, okay? In this case, I literally, the boys gave me the keys to the office. And I went into the office and I cleaned house. I let people go. I brought in my own people, molded them in my own, what I thought would be the way we should run the business, wrote the scripts, built the leadership team. And that company went on to be one of the biggest, a multi-million dollar enterprise. And I share that with you, not to impress you, but to impress upon you that the obstacle is the way. And the answer that you're looking for does lie within you, okay? You do have the answer to whatever it is that's blocking you. You know, in my case, we started this company from a bounced check, and we were cash flowing millions of dollars within 6 months, you know? And then the story goes on, because when we were making all of this money, these guys that I were working with, they were younger than me. They thought they knew everything in the world. And then one day they said, you know, you've taught us everything you know. So why are we paying you all this money? I was making about $75,000, $80,000 a month, 20 grand a week. That's nice money. That's $1 million a year. I had a beautiful home. I had a great lifestyle. And just like that, in the blink of an eye, I had to start over from scratch. They pulled the plug. They voided my contract. And so then I had to start over from scratch. Literally. Hold on, please. Why are people calling you right now? Shouldn't they be listening to the radio show right now? Apparently they're failing in business. That's why they're calling me. They need some advice. But my point is that here in Titan, and I share with these things again, not to impress you, but to impress upon you that, you know, it's going to come up. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be disaster. In my case, I'm living a literally $1 million lifestyle, and then they pull the plug on me. And then I had to start over from scratch, and I built my own company. I built my own company from scratch, and we had that company in the marketplace for 6 years. And I share this with you guys only because everything is possible. Right here, I'm thinking about Titan. I'm thinking about your Titan business. And whatever results you're having is directly related to the effort that you're putting out. Now, some of you may be saying, oh, come on, man. I've been here. I'm spending money on leads. Well, you got to be careful when it comes to spending money on leads. You really have to be cautious. And the reason is because it's like the Wild West out there. You know, have you ever seen an ad? Have you ever come across something on the internet where somebody's making a claim similar to this? I'll give you 100,000 quality clicks, guaranteed clicks to your website for $250. And you say to yourself, oh my gosh, there's got to be money. There's 100,000 clicks. Even a blind hog stumbles across an acorn once in a while. There's got to be somebody in there that's going to join me in my Titan business. I know that's the way I reacted when I first saw one of those. And believe me, I invested heavily in one of those. I came to find out later that that was something called, I think it was called injected traffic. And what it is, it's like it's not traffic. So this may be frustrating you, okay? This may be something that's blocking you. It's frustrating you, right? You're telling me, what are you talking about, Joe? Well, in fact, in many cases, when you buy that kind of traffic, you're actually buying robots. It's automated systems that click a link. Or to take it to the next level, there's actually like a warehouse. There's actually like a building somewhere in, let's say, Vietnam, for example. And they've got dozens of 8-year-old kids in there. And they teach them to fill in the request and enter in some fake information on a splash page and then click and they pay them 2 cents a file. Seriously, this is some of the stuff that goes on. So you have to be wary, you know, you have to be cautious. And this is where the obstacle becomes the way. This is where you learn real lead generation. You guys have been around us for a while. You know some of the teammates we have here. You know that Susan is one of the greatest teachers in the world. And this evening she has something, and Rob is routinely a guest there. That's called Hang Out with Mentors. They talk about these things. They talk about generating organic leads. But the obstacle is the way. That's kind of my theme here for today, because stuff is going to come up, and this is how you have to overcome these things. Okay, and that's where the fruits of your labor lie. Are you going to cut? You're going to run because it's getting tougher. It's just not happening as fast as you would like it to be. Well, you know what? Just stay focused and get busy. This is so simple what we do. It really is so simple that it will blow your mind. It's not easy because most people don't have the discipline. Most people don't. Most people don't. 97% of the people would rather watch TV and complain about something. Only 3% of the people are going to move forward. And that's really on the low end. When you get good at the lead generation, you can convert 8, 10. I know a woman. I'm not going to name her name. I mentioned her the other day. Rob wants to know, who is this person? All she does is USA Today ads. That's it. She doesn't run on the internet. Okay, she doesn't run on the internet. She gets all of her leads offline. Direct mail postcards. Now, they may seem, oh, that's expensive, right? Could be, right? I don't know. What is it, $1 a postcard maybe? $500 for 500 postcards? Does it cost that much, you think? Because you got to get the postcard. You got to get the printing. Then you got to get the lead, the name of the person that you're sending it to. Then you got to get the actual postage that you got to put on there. I don't know what it costs. You can get them in bulk. But people rely on postcards, okay? And then they call every single lead, every single lead. Every single person gets a phone call. Everyone. Maybe you leave 3 messages and then you just put them into a drip campaign somewhere. But I'm at the end of my time here. I only get 15 minutes to share with you guys in the morning. I want to thank you for taking the time to come here today. As a matter of fact, I was going in a completely different direction. I all of a sudden, this just came into my mind about the obstacle is the way, and the fact that I've been here for 15 years. I don't know where that came from, but living in Arizona, now this is my 15th anniversary coming up on it's actually the Sunday before Thanksgiving is when I arrived at my home here in Scottsdale, Arizona. But one thing you can count on is I'll be back tomorrow, as I am every single weekday, live at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We call this the Daily Deposit because you can make money today. You can deposit it in the bank today. This is direct person-to-person, member-to-member payments, which is very cool. Once you're qualified in a money-making position for life. And when you make a sale, you make 100% of the profit if you're eligible to receive that sale. So that is way, way cool. So that's what the daily deposit means. Also, come here every single day, and the goal is to put a deposit into your noodle, give you something to think about. It's going to be challenging here. It's going to be, you know, tough. You know, if it was easy, everyone would do it. Everyone would be a millionaire. It's simple. It's simple. Capture, invite and collect. Capture the imagination of someone like you. Collect that information. Invite them to something like you're hearing today or one of our live presentation calls. Let them ferment. You know, people got to think about it. People have to do a little bit of research in this day and age. And then we just simply collect the decision. That's it. Now, I want you to remember on Fridays, we're going to do what I call the fence kicking party. Meaning on Fridays, I would like you to invite anyone who's come through the process, anybody at all who's come through the process. What I would like for you to do is invite them on Friday morning, and we'll do a quick recap of the program, what they've heard, what the business is about, how the money is made, and then we'll kick the fence, and we'll see which side they fall off on, right? Either they're going to join you in the business or they're not. Either way, it's perfectly okay. Because the reality of the situation is if you're doing the business properly, whether someone says yes or no should be immaterial to you. It doesn't matter if someone says yes or no. It matters to them because their life is still going to be like, oh, out there kicking cans and looking for something to do, looking for some way to make legitimate money. But if you're plugged into the system and you understand the way it operates, it's just a matter of bringing enough people through the process, period, end of story. That's it for me right now. Again, let's keep our grin on, you guys. And we'll be back tomorrow, once again, at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to put something in your noodle. Until then. Come on now.